Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Abby thinks that she's being judged unfairly online. Unfairly.
I know. I may be mentally ill, but my relationship with alcohol is healthy. And I am sick of these scandalous falsehoods being spread about me on the interweb, because some recent stories that I have told that ended in tragedy have all involved some form of alcohol, usually white wine. I'm a Sauvignon Blanc drinker. And that has led the Burt Show family to calling me an alcoholic on the internet, and I will not stand for it anymore because this could just not be farther from the truth. I think this all started with my London boy story, where things just went horribly wrong. And just about every part of that story involved drinking alcohol at some point. And that led people to jump to some conclusions that I have a problem with drinking.
Listen, if you are an alcoholic, then the rest of us on the show should have been committed a long time ago. Because no joke, you probably drink the least out of everybody on the show.
That's why these allegations are hysterical. And then I started talking about my Thanksgiving mental breakdown, where I started talking about how I was spiraling about everything in my life. And of course, at the same time, I was drinking white wine. So again, leads people to jump to conclusions that, Abby needs to reevaluate her alcohol drinking consumption because she clearly has a problem, because every time she tells a story, she involves alcohol. And let me tell you, has a good story ever started with a Caesar salad? No. It always starts with a white girl getting a little drunk on some $2 chuck. So let me live and drink my wine in peace. So I've decided...
You don't want the salad stories on the radio. You want the Savvy B stories on the radio.
You do not want me talking about my health insurance while I'm having lunch at Panera with my mom. Like, that's not what you guys sign up for. You sign up for the 9 p.m. Saturday night wild stories, and that is what I'm going to tell on the radio for profit. So, because I'm going to profit off my trauma. So, because I know everybody else in this room knows I don't have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol, I thought it would be time for me to bring my friends to take the stand and give some character witnesses that I am not an alcoholic. So, we're bringing the first person to the stand, one of my favorite coworkers in this space, Rebecca. Please tell the people that I'm not an alcoholic.
You have a tie on for this?
There's a dress code in court.
There's a tie over her hoodie. Okay.
I'm prepared.
I just want to ask one question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you drunk right now?
Allegedly, no.
Okay.
Yeah. This is water.
This is Rebecca's the only person that drinks less than Abby because she's been sober for over a year now.
That makes me an expert witness.
Yes, it does.
What a nerd.
My name is Rebecca Lancaster. I am of sound mind and judgment, prepared to appear in front of the court of opinion. My observations of the defendant are as follows. Over the course of our professional and personal relationship, I have had countless opportunities to witness Ms. Murphy in action. I have observed Ms. Murphy on numerous occasions not only moderate her drinking, but abstain completely in such locations one may not expect such discretion, including, but not limited to, a gay bar where they serve $5 doubles, a European country where drinking to excess was the national pastime, a podcast recording where her co-host threw back stolen Mad Dog 20 and Johnny's Hideaway. I have personally looked after her cat and in a moment of weakness combed through her cabinets to find nary a liquor bottle. Sure, on one occasion I witnessed her toss back a surplus of Savvy B, and yes, 30 minutes later she was found nude and alone in a hot tub. But are these events related? Who can say? As a character witness, I must make reference to my own previous drinking habits when casting judgment on Abby's quote-unquote dependence. With that expert knowledge, I can say with absolute certainty and conviction, nuh-uh. Abby is not an alcoholic. She does not have a drinking problem and, in fact, should be court-ordered to drink more.
Hey.
Further questions.
Thank you. Thank you, witness number one. All right, witness number two, the other coworker I kind of tolerate from now, from here and again. We have Jackson Kim.
Well, because of that introduction, I took a slightly different route in preparing this character statement. Ladies and gentlemen of the court, my name is Jackson Kim, and you know what? I am not of sound mind and judgment, and you want to know why? Because I went out last night with some friends and had some drinks and had a fantastic time. You know who didn't do that? Abby Murphy. Let me slow down because I'm getting ahead of myself. I've known Abby Murphy for almost 2 years now, and throughout our time as coworkers, we have gone out a fair number of times. If I had to put a number on it, I would say we've been out in situations where drinks are being had in no fewer than 24 times. In each and every single one of these 24 instances, I have witnessed Abby drink in maybe 3 of them, having 2 glasses of Sauvignon Blanc, 1 glass of water, and 0 fun. Going out to drink with Abby is like the Tyson Paul fight. It's all for show. Going out to drink with Abby is like Abby in Second Dates. Nobody's looking forward to it.
Hey, yo! Had to get one shot in there. Had to happen.
Going out to drink with Abby is like taking Mikey to the library. What's the point? It's honestly hilarious to me that anybody on this planet could seriously be accusing Abby of this. I didn't realize that Helen Keller was in your DMs calling you out, because that's the only person who could have this little vision into the reality of the situation at hand.
Damn.
I rest my case.
Again,
that's
with the Helen Keller.
Wild. Hey, at least you're admitting to her being a real person this time.
There we go.
So I rest my case. I, you know, occasionally indulge in the Sauvignon Blanc time and again, but I am not an alcoholic.
Mind your damn business, people.
People can't do that.
That's all I want to say. Take a shot and mind your own business.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the new Weight Watchers. Built for real life and real results. No matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.